up, everybody? Sorry. I took a bite of a fucking carrot before we even started jump. What is up, everybody? We are the Spider Bros. As always, I'm your friend, the Neighborhood Wraith.
And I'm Speedy.
I'm Pickle.
What are we even talking about today?
We
still haven't even decided on what we're doing.
You just got back from your vacation, like. How was that?
Please talk about your
pretty
vacation.
Pretty great.
Like, what all did you guys even do? Like,
I love how we're just eating carrots while we're talking. But anyways,
we're getting healthy.
Anyways, I went to Utah. Oh my god. I went to Utah, Colorado, and Topeka, Kansas.
Hey.
Wait.
It's hot in Topeka.
It's hot in Topeka.
I'm a hot toe picker.
But, same. But no, I literally, we did was like, not all we did. We fucking went hiking, climbed a couple mountains.
Yeah, dude, I heard about your hike. That was brutal.
I was like, what did you hear about my hike? I was like,
what happened? Okay, spill the tea, good sir.
I don't know if I can say that on the podcast, so.
Won't be able to say anything because you keep eating and nobody
can understand. They probably have no idea what I'm saying right now.
Right. Like,
no.
Sitting over here deep throat and carrot. Like, oh my god. Wow. I'm so glad this is not a visual.
Right.
But.
Because they would all be turned on right now.
Oh, shut up. God damn it.
If I'm like spitting out my carrot, though.
So,
what, Brian?
Nothing. Eat your fucking carrot.
I am.
So, you got. How excited are you guys for New Mutants?
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I mean, after 3 years, they're finally releasing this movie.
It's 15 cents? Like.
I don't know if that one's gonna be 15 cents or not, though. But, like.
Like, where did you even hear that?
It's on Google, so it must be true.
Yeah.
Let me look it up right now.
Yeah, go ahead. What character are you most excited to see in
your mom? I'm most excited to see your mom.
Well, my mom's not going to be in it, so you're going to be highly disappointed.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But, Pickle, what are you most excited to see?
A mutant? That's so specific. We stand.
Stop eating with your mouth full.
I'm sorry. I have things to say, but I also have
don't
food
you mean
to eat.
Stop. Don't you mean stop talking? Right?
Stop.
Oh my god. Wait, okay.
On a scale of one to even, Pickle can't.
It says it's coming out August 28th.
All right.
Yeah. And.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't say that this one specifically is 15 cents, but AMC said it was. Where's it? There.
Well, then we definitely got to go check out an AMC theater and check it out.
AMC is finally reopening its theaters. Guys, I can't speak. Guys will need to spend just 15 cents to get in. The world's largest movie theater chain will reopen more than 100 U.S. theaters on August 20th. And because of 2020, we're going to have $19.20 prices on opening day. That's 15 cents a ticket. AMC has been closed since March.
Woo!
Yeah. So, we didn't really have a topic for this yet.
We'll just talk about random stuff.
I mean, usually they have some kind of topic.
Well, did you see the new video for Cyberpunk 2077?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're talking about the Samurai's new song?
No.
Or the Samurai song for the actual game?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no, it's not. It actually sounds like a pretty good song. Sorry.
Hell yeah.
My mind is going nowhere because it is Fred.
I should.
It'd be a mood, good sir. It'd be a mood.
I mean, we would talk about, like, new music. Or something, I don't know.
Well, that's what That's why I've been asking a bunch of different questions.
Oh yeah. Well,
like that's like our topic. Did you see Meat Canyon's next? Oh yeah, I did send that to you. Meat Canyon's next video is supposed to be?
I mean, I don't know how it has anything to do with music, but yeah, I saw that.
We'll talk about just a bunch of random.
Just stuff. Anything.
Yeah. It doesn't just have to be music.
It has to be specifically music. Excuse you.
Careful.
Stop. I'm kidding. Your mouth.
Bro, I'm trying to eat this carrot, but I'm also doing a podcast, okay? Then you speak.
Hey,
speak
for us.
Please speak.
Tell us a story. Tell us a story.
Oh my god.
Tell us a story, dude.
I don't have no stories. Sitting here watching him.
You and Alex.
Sitting here watching me eat a fucking carrot.
Dude, you guys were telling all sorts of stories when we were over.
I don't remember that.
What about
stories were funny, like the raccoon.
No, you have to talk about the Lady Gaga shit that we were literally just talking about.
There you go.
You have to talk about that because I'm eating my carrot right now. Talk about it. Say it.
Say
ah. Be more specific.
You have to explain.
Lady Gaga screams every time she sings.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
but during what song?
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I don't remember.
Oh my god.
But it's from Bradley Cooper.
Okay, so for a full explanation of this, we were in the car, and we were, like, driving around, we're cruising around, and we just started, like, I don't know if it was me that started, like, screaming randomly, like, bloody murder, but, like, we literally all just started fucking screaming our lungs out, and then we're like, okay, and then Shallow came on, and Shallow from the movie A Star Is Born, with Lady Gaga, and... Bradley Cooper, yes. And we're just like, wait, okay, so what if, you know, when she gets on, or no, okay, so he brings her on stage, and...
When they're singing the song.
I don't know if you've seen the movie or not, but if you have, there's a scene where he gets her...
He gets her on stage, and they start singing the song. He starts singing, and then... when it's her part, instead of her actually singing, it's like her just randomly screaming.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper's character is just sitting there just, and everybody else is just cheering.
No, I thought it'd be funnier if he just expects her to be, because like, okay, so there's like a scene where she's out in the parking lot, she seems really great, okay? But so she expects her to be like this amazing, phenomenal singer on stage, but instead she just starts screaming, like bloody murder. So she's just like, he like ends his part of the song, and then she just goes, ah! And it's like,
oh my god.
And like that's the entirety. Like she literally just screams the entire time, and he's just sitting there like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on right now?
Oh man.
Yeah. That was her adventurous time in the car.
Nice.
All right. Okay, so somebody else story time. I need to finish eating my carrot.
What con are you guys most excited for next year?
Oh my god. I literally said a story. I'm trying to eat a carrot!
Pickle?
NebCon.
You're most excited for NebCon next year?
Yeah, is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem. You
sounded really upset about that.
No,
damn.
I wasn't
like,
damn.
Okay, I'm excited for it.
I mean, I am excited for NebCon. That's not the one.
How dare you be excited for NebCon?
Apparently, how dare you? How dare I?
Yeah, right.
You silly fuck.
You're excited for NebCon?
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I think I'm more excited for Midwest next year. Cool.
I'm excited for Asian.
Yeah.
We didn't go. Oh my god, I can't open.
We didn't even get anybody.
Sorry!
Write down what you were trying to say and pass the note over to me.
God.
So that I can just speak for you.
Oh my god. I'm almost finished.
Oh. I'm almost finished,
Oh, he's gonna pre. He's gonna carry it.
Oh!
Hey, the screen just went out. Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Are we sure?
Yep. Mm-hmm. What the hell? It was? What the fuck is going on?
What did you do?
Never mind. No, it's still recording.
God.
I was like, what the hell? No, I just went to sleep. Okay. Well, what? You say something.
Nothing. Just stop talking with your mouth full.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. What's an anime that you're most excited for? For a new season?
Yeah. Hero Academia.
Alright.
Probably.
It's the only shit that I watch nowadays.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't. Wait, you're talking about new anime or just like anime in general?
Anime in general.
Heroes, the only thing I watched for...
Well, okay, one of the shows that I've been waiting for, I don't know if they're ever going to make a second season of it, Steins Gate. I know at one point they were going to make another season, but I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
Absolutely not.
Probably not.
Oh,
I don't know.
They probably just gave up on it at this point. Have you even seen the show?
No.
Exactly, you can't make a judgment.
It just sounds dumb.
Rude. Do you know what it's about? Have you
heard
of it?
The man uses a time traveling toaster.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay, I can explain it. It's a scientist who has a time traveling toaster.
Oh, so Krieger, it's Krieger from Archer. Basically, sounds like.
Do they literally have a time traveling toaster?
No, but it sounds like something he can do.
Oh my god!
If you've ever seen Archer,
I've never seen Archer before.
Well, you need to. It's all on Netflix.
Well, that's unfortunate.
One anime that I'm pretty excited for is Attack on Titan.
Fucking basic.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, it's not even that. I just don't like that anime at all.
Oh. I mean, I like it. It's just like. I don't know. It's not my favorite.
Does it actually get it?
I didn't say it was a bad anime. I just like it's.
You gagged, good sir. You gagged.
No, I was joking.
I don't like that anime. Everyone I know loves that anime. I'm just like, eh.
Well, it's like everyone that goes to conventions talks about Attack on Titan. It's like, okay.
It's either that or Naruto.
Is there like literally
or,
no other anime
I
y'all
guess
know?
Naruto, but I was gonna say it's either that or Fairy Tail. Everybody talks about Fairy Tail, and I'm just like, that anime sucks.
Well, like that's the only anime that people okay. People only know Death Note, and they only know Attack on Titan. And it's like. Bruh.
And Fairy Tale.
Get culture. Yeah, Fairy Tale too. Yeah.
And Dragon Ball Z.
And Dragon Ball Z.
Fairy Tale manga is good, but the anime sucks. It's all about friendship. I like that.
Sounds like Kingdom Hearts though.
Yeah, but Fairy Tale's a lot more childish than Kingdom Hearts.
Oof. Yeah,
if
I figured that.
Seen Fairy Tale.
Well, I was gonna say I watched like the first season or so of Fairy Tale, and I was just like.
See, the manga is pretty
I don't
violent.
Know.
The manga is pretty violent, but the anime itself is no.
Yeah. No. It wasn't my cup of tea. I think it was just really like.
Just meh?
Yeah.
Just meh.
Because like I just couldn't get I couldn't watch any more of it. It was just really boring for me. And people are probably gonna hate on me for that, but like I just literally
I hope
do not
people
watch.
Hate on me for it.
Yeah. People gonna hate on me if I want. That's
people
my opinion.
Hate.
That's my opinion.
That's my opinion.
Oh, dude, that
because it's my opinion.
Where's my opinion?
I love that. I love or the fucking Did you get lipstick? Lipstick in my white Valentino bag.
Valentino white bag.
Yeah, the way she's just like. It's like, oh my god.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so since we were talking about.
Our upstairs neighbors are like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, probably.
Shut the hell up.
So, okay, Kevin Feige did say that New Mutants is going to be connected to the MCU, right?
I think so. I don't know.
But how do you think it will all connect?
I'm gonna go to one movie to the next.
Maybe the multiverse.
Okay. That's what I was just about to ask. Like, do you think it would be because multiverse?
I think it will be because money and contracts and moves.
My God. Okay, well, yes, this is true. Yes. Money and contracts. Also, 20th Century Fox does not exist anymore.
Yeah. So they do...
Oh my God.
He's just like, you motherfucker.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. God.
Even the people listening right now are probably like, dude.
I highly doubt that. There's probably not going to be any people listening to this.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks. That's cool.
That's so mean.
Can we get a couple of Fs?
Yeah. Fs and F in the... I'm in the chat. There's like, we're not streaming, so.
It's not this specifically, it's the fact that other people have like a million other podcasts to listen to.
Well, you know what? Ours will be special because we're a special brand of dumb. I don't know.
We are super special.
Right, exactly. No. They'll like us because we're not special. There we go. Does that make any sense? No. I don't know.
No.
What the hell are you even talking about?
You know, I don't fucking know anymore. Y'all come up with something. I don't know.
No?
Number one mutant that I'm most excited to see in New Mutants is Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty excited to see Magic.
I want to see fucking Shadowbearer. Is that what he's called?
I don't think that he's called.
Isn't he's not called Shadow Bear because it's like really silent after a second.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I was like, wait a minute, did I not
I'm
say
like,
that?
I don't remember anybody called Shadow Bear.
I'm pretty sure.
What the hell? What the hell?
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you.
Yeah.
Bro.
Demon Bear.
Demon Bear. Yeah,
Demon
not Shadow Bear.
Bear.
Not Shadow Bear. Demon Bear. You were.
You know what? Close,
close
enough. Close yeah. enough.
You kind of close.
Whatever. I was pretty close.
They're pretty close.
But no cigar. Yeah, this is so interesting.
So, okay. I'm trying to ask you guys questions on stuff.
Okay.
And you guys are like, what's...
I'm giving you solid answers, okay?
I know you are, but Brian's not taking this shit seriously.
I am.
Hell yeah. You keep getting me.
God damn.
I will do me, and I do me every single night, so...
Oh.
That's right.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
This just in. Speedy does Speedy.
Right.
Every night.
Right.
Oh my God, that was fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh my God.
It really was.
Okay, so since we've been listening to a bunch of artists that have just been coming out with singles, which band are we most excited for, like, a new album to come out?
I don't know. Like, maybe...
I don't really know
either. I've been waiting for 21 Pilots to release their album, but they still... They put up a fucking... teaser, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Don't mock
me. No problem, I'm saying yup.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, I feel so judged right now. Anyways.
Well.
Anyways.
Wait, are you talking about that teaser that...
You know what, I'm not even gonna say... No, never mind. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so 21 Pilots, the teaser they put up on YouTube, they had like a live stream, but like they literally... I don't know, they didn't do anything with it. And I'm like, what?
Wait, are you talking about the teaser that led to the fucking music video? The never-ending music video for...
Is that what it was? Oh,
yeah, that's
what
that was.
Well, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like they should release a new album because it's been...
Oh, most definitely.
Also, Panic at the Disco. Because Panic at the Disco hasn't released an album in 2 years. So, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. What, you got something to say, Brian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, I see. That's spectacular.
Album for you.
I don't know. I guess probably Falling in Reverse if that ever happens.
There you go.
Well, yeah.
Well, what about Avatar? Isn't Avatar supposed to be coming out with new?
I think Avatar
already did.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say.
A few days ago.
Slipknot hasn't released. I mean, they released singles, but they haven't really released like an album.
They did last year.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I'll educate us.
They released an album last year.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it called?
What?
What was it called?
We Are Not Your Kind.
Yeah! That's right. Yeah.
What the hell was
I've
up with
showing,
that?
I've shown you songs.
What the hell was up with the pee-wee herbie?
I've shown you songs.
Yeah.
Well, I was just like, I don't know. It felt like trivia or something. I don't know. I don't know. Like it just seeing his face like, wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, we are not your kind. I don't know. God, I'm so tired.
Wait, was like, was kind like the word of the day? Because as soon as he said kind, you're like.
No. Rrr! I just like, I literally thought we're like in a game. Like, I just, I don't know. It just, I don't know. Wild imagination. I'm sorry.
It's one last year. It's like my favorite, like one of my favorites now. It's pretty good.
Oh my god.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you know, Unsanctive's on it, and you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Marilyn Manson's new album too.
Yeah, hasn't come out yet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's another one that we're pretty excited about. You want to talk about? Okay. Who are? Okay. So you're supposed to be doing a song with ASAP.
I think.
ASAP Rocky?
Not on this album, but.
But he's supposed to be doing a song with ASAP Rocky, right?
I think. Yeah, something like that. I don't know my rappers, but.
Or Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap?
Might have been him too. I have no idea. No, it has ASAP in the name, so it's either Rocky or some other ASAP.
I don't know, that would be ASAP Rocky.
He was in the studio with him, I guess. And then he was also in the studio with Waylon Jennings' son, which is a country star, so...
Yeah, you were telling me about that. I was like,
he's gonna be going all over the place.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson is an artist.
I mean, it'll be interesting, for sure.
It'll be something.
Will it be good? Probably.
I don't know. Probably. It's Marilyn Manson, so I expect it to be decent.
Well, I mean... But then you have certain times where it's like, you know, Corey Taylor, where he did a song with Tech N9ne, and that wasn't great. And usually Corey Taylor can do no wrong. But,
right.
But like, what was that? Like, what was that song called?
CMFT Cannot Be Stopped.
Yeah. What was the one they just released, though?
Bitch Slap. Yeah, Bitch Slap, isn't it?
That one was pretty good, but like, I don't know, the first one that they released together, it's like, what the?
Yes, it's not good.
What the actual hell was that?
It's really not good. Because like, he sits there and he just doesn't rap along with the beat.
No.
Like, that's the...
I don't know. I don't know why. It just sounded really cringy.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Also, the guitar and that... In that song.
And the guitar wasn't bad.
I have to listen to it again, I guess.
The guitar wasn't bad. Everything was good except for my favorite artist ever.
I was gonna look on my release radar and look at like the new. Let's see. Okay, so some new stuff that just got released this week.
We just got released this week.
You're right. I wasn't born yesterday, but I was.
You were released.
I was released.
From the womb.
From the womb. Right.
Right.
Youngblood and Denzel Curry
released
a song. Miley Cyrus released a song.
And Youngblood? Oh.
No. No, that I don't know about that. No. Our Last Night released a new song, Fame on Fire.
Oh my god. Why did... Okay, so...
Wait a minute. What? Cat Stevens released a new song.
What?
Cat Stevens, what? I have to hear a little bit of this.
Me Canyon came out with a new video.
Oh?
Okay, I'm gonna listen to that later.
Carpool
because
Karaoke
like...
Karaoke with Justin Bieber.
Wait, Carpool Karaoke with Justin Bieber?
Yes, Me Canyon came out with a new video.
Karaoke with Justin Bieber. Wait, what? S3RL.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
What is it by S3RL?
It's called the bass and the melody.
Okay.
It's like
we
can't play too much of it because we're copyrighted, but.
Nickelback came out with a new song. Not really new, but it's a cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia with Dave Martell.
Interesting.
Kane Brown came out with a new song called Worship You.
Gross.
Oh, there's the Juice WRLD in the Weeknd song. Oh! I still haven't heard that. Doja Cat, yes!
Doja Cat.
Quarantine by Blink-182.
Gross.
Timmy Trumpet came out. Oh, whoa, what? New Hollywood Undead with Tech N9ne?
Ew.
I saw that.
Oh, that's no.
Halloween.
Oh yeah, Dirty Head's new song Bum Bum is pretty good.
Wait, Ed Sheeran's in a song with a Lone Star and Trunky? What the fuck?
What?
I don't get it. Okay, like Ed Sheeran's been in a lot of like these. I don't know. I don't know how to explain them. They're like.
Alright, I stopped playing it.
Yeah, I don't exactly know like what kind of style it is, but that's. I don't know, Ed Sheeran just has not been doing the same stuff he was doing before.
Right.
He does a lot of, like, electro now. I'm like, I don't know if I like this very much. I went to his concert in Topeka, I think. That was pretty great.
But... And they went to Ariana Grande a couple years ago, so...
Oh, God.
It was her Dangerous Woman tour.
Oh, yeah?
It was... To balance it all out, I went to a Day to Remember this year, so...
Hey!
Don't mind me just choking on water. Oh my god.
Don't mind me, I'm just choking on air.
That's literally me, though. Like, I literally will just do that randomly. It's like, what the fuck? How does one literally just choke on air? I don't understand.
Ooh, be messaging.
But that's just me.
Yes.
The more you know. Guys, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Say something. Talk.
Say
I'm
something.
Something.
Something. Right. Something.
So,
we talk.
Yes.
Yay.
So, Brian, do you think that they're going to do any more dubbing for Dragon Ball Super at all? Well, they haven't come out with anything lately.
Because COVID and Funimation.
Well, even before that. Yeah, like, because Super actually ended right after the Tournament of Power. And it came out of nowhere.
Super
because...
Right now,
oh, dude, it's like... Yeah. I really enjoy Dragon Ball Super.
Mm.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, is it?
Black. Yes. It's like so much fun.
Watch Super, so
that's cool.
But I mean, since they cast Johnny Young Bosch as Broly, you'd think that they would be releasing more episodes.
Wait, Johnny Young Bosch is Broly now?
Yeah, Johnny Young Bosch is Broly.
I really can't see that. That's weird. Wait. I have to look up that later. That's just weird.
Why don't you look it up now?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I could, but
I don't know.
Why don't I?
Oh, hey, S3RL is a new song that popped up on mine too.
Let's see.
Quarantine by Blink-182. Blue Love by Caravan Palace. Why don't you check that out?
It's so cool. Jesus Christ! Okay.
Why is this on such a low volume?
Oh my god.
I'm so glad.
Wait, was that Johnny and Bosch? Or... I don't know. That... More? Wait. Yeah. The animation is really good though now.
What?
In Super.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the animation is so good.
I mean, it's not bad.
So is that supposed to be?
Yeah, that's supposed to be Broly though. I don't know.
Yeah, quite.
Mm-hmm. I love how they're literally. All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back from break.
Yeah, we're
living on a prayer.
But yeah, wasn't that a great ad read?
Oh, right.
The ad read was amazing.
I'm so sorry for the random cutoff that we had earlier because didn't realize that the audio cuts out after 30 minutes. But now we know, so future reference.
Knowing is half the battle.
Right, exactly. So we were talking about Broly, and
Johnny Young Bosch playing Broly.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of that?
I don't know. Like, it's not bad. It's just not the same. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, Broly. For the longest time, Broly was Vic. Like,
yeah.
What, since, what, 1990? God, when did he start?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he voiced Broly until the movie, which was...
Well, yeah, that was the only time that he appeared. He wasn't officially canon until Super.
Yeah. Well, I thought there was... No, there was more than one Broly movie, though.
Oh, yeah. No, there's three.
But they never said those were canon.
Yeah, no.
Really? Before Super?
None of those are canon.
Bro, I always considered Broly super canon.
Oh, same. But yeah, Cooler isn't canon. Bardock, they just revealed that Bardock was canon.
The Legendary Super Saiyan, 1993. And it was... Okay, this is the Japanese cast, though.
Oh, yeah.
King Vegeta, Masaru Sato. Are you again? I don't appreciate that.
What the fuck are you saying,
right? King Vegeta.
Yeah, it was big. You're so mean.
I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying King Vegeta.
It sounds like you're mocking me, Brian.
Does that sound like you?
Yes, definitely.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Spot on impersonation.
Boo. Boo.
God, it sounds like just I can't even tell the difference between who's talking. Just keep going.
Right. I'm gonna. Oh my god.
What?
Wow, Speedy, is that you?
You stop.
All of our listeners are gonna be like, "Wow, bitch, just spot on impersonation. This guy's good."
Fuck y'all up. There's a really awesome Asami cosplayer. Hell yeah.
Oh.
You haven't even seen Legend of Korra, bitch.
No.
Not wrong, you haven't.
No, I haven't yet.
Exactly. You don't even know who Asami is, okay?
I was just going, oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh my god, yes. Goals. There's a... pictures on Facebook of fucking
Disney character couples.
Yeah. Wait.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I know that's Coraline, but like I feel like I know that.
Their dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. He hold on. I can't even think of his click on the comments. Because it'll say in the comments who that is. Oh yeah, he was in Pokemon. He's in the Pokemon movie.
Oh my god! Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, he looks so familiar. Okay.
Yeah, he's in Detective Pikachu.
His girlfriend's so cute. I love them. We stan. Oh hell yeah!
Is that Velma and Daphne?
Yep.
Oh my.
I love how enthusiastic this prince looks right now. Like, he just looks like he's having the time of his life.
He looks so disappointed.
I don't know. Either he's like really just like he does not care,
or he's
really
just,
stoned.
Or he's done.
he's just like maybe I've just been walking around the convention the entire day and he's just like, I'm fucking done.
Oh, now you want my picture?
That is sick.
What does that look like? Oh, nice!
I like that.
Fine. How cool?
Hell yeah.
How are you, man?
I mean, that one's... This one, okay, so it's just like a, so the one of them is a Pennywise one. It looks really like Hot Topic-y, Then this one is literally just so simple. I don't even know why it's on here. It's just like a wolf mask and a fucking, what is that? I don't even know. Is that a cat, I guess?
Is it a fox?
I don't know. The ears are weird. But they're just like in like suit and tie kind of. I'm like, this
it's like just masquerade.
Yeah, this isn't even really cosplay. I don't understand. Okay, anyways. There's Popeye and olive oil. Oh, that one is awesome.
That
holy
one's
shit.
Sick. Oh,
how much that, do you, is that? Do you think that's an actual cosplayer? Or do you think that's like CGI? It's Ryuk from Death Note.
I think it might actually be an actual cosplayer.
I don't know. It kind of looks photoshopped. I can't tell. If that's an actual cosplay, though, that's really good. Hell yes. Goals.
Oh my car.
That is actually a really good Daenerys cosplay. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is Joe Jonas and fucking... this is when they did the Addams Family. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas did.
Oh, nice.
Morticia and fucking... What is his name?
Alonzo?
Yeah.
Alonzo?
What? What is it? Hell yeah. Did you say Gonzo?
No.
Gonzo.
I thought for a second you said Gonzo.
That's either Alonzo or Alfonso.
Okay, it's neither of those. Let me look it up. Addams Family. Okay, what is it? It is Gomez.
Gomez. Wow.
How did I not remember that?
Why like, did I think Alonzo?
I know it was like Alonzo. What
wow.
The hell?
That's embarrassing. I need to go to.
And I thought you said Gonzo. What the hell?
I should have just gone with Gonzo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was close.
Yeah. A lot closer than Alonzo or Alfonso.
Right. That literally had no. It was not even close.
It's almost as bad as when I went, oh, yeah, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle names are Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raimundo.
Oh my god.
Like, who the fuck's Raimundo? And like,
Raimundo?
I'm like, yeah, Raimundo, the one in the red. They're like, he's not Raimundo.
Oh my god. Did you really say Raimundo?
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Was this recently?
No, I was in like seventh grade.
Okay, fair enough. I was gonna say, if you said it now, I'd be like, Raimundo?
Yeah.
Raimundo?
Yeah.
And you call yourself a fan.
I am still very excited for that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic that's supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The one about all of three of them have died and one of them's still alive.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah, there's a new TMNT comic that is set that takes place in an alternate universe where three of the turtles died and one of them survived. People are thinking.
Wait, they're not saying who it is. Like, which
nope,
turtle it is?
They haven't said which turtle survived.
What?
But
suspense
I think,
killing me.
I think it should be Michelangelo. Because Michelangelo, he's the goofball.
That would be so sad because, like, he's, like, the goofball. But, like, if everyone else died, he'd be so depressed.
He would be so depressed.
I think that would
it
be
also,
so
it
sad.
Also, it also explains how in the comics or in the panels that they've released – he's actually talking to himself, but he's talking in all their other voices.
Bro,
talking
no,
the other way
no,
that,
is,
so,
that would make me
and
so
And I feel
depressed.
Like that's going to be Michelangelo.
Oh, my God.
And
wait, okay. It does sort of show a turtle, but it doesn't show, like, which one.
Yeah, it
that.
Doesn't show which one.
Does he just not have his headband or some shit on?
No, he has his headband on, but I'll actually show you.
Or not headband, but, like, I guess, like, mask. Maybe.
Hold on.
Last
Ronin.
I'm just
Ninja
staring
Turtle.
At Beast Boy right now.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant
Why?
Ninja Turtles, The Last Ronin, is a 5-issue comic book miniseries.
It says beady eyes.
Yes, they're terrifying.
That's insane. I'm like,
My friend made that.
Well, it looks good. It's just terrifying at the
yes.
same time.
She's going to make me a Corey Taylor next. It's probably going to look just as terrifying.
She should make an Etsy shop.
Pretty sure she has one.
What?
That's what he looks like. And he's got...
Why does he look like Hawkeye Ronin? from like
That's Hangman. That's pretty much what he is, essentially.
So okay, so Ronin, is that just like that style of like
The last
like a Ronin in general, is that just like that
Ronin?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. It's gonna make me so sad. I really want to know when it is coming out. Yeah, and their mask doesn't even have a color. Their mask is black. Yeah. Let us see when it's supposed to come out. Release date for it. Oh, snap! It comes out August 19th.
Wait, what were you saying?
It comes out August 19th. First issue.
We definitely need to hit up the comic book shop.
Get that first issue.
Can I get up? I don't know what's going on. Back
I love sports.
Go team, the sports. She loves sports and she loves broccoli, and that's why we're here. That video gives me so much life, and I'm so glad it exists. I'm so glad you sent me that because like that. Whenever I'm having a bad day, I just go back to that video and I'm just like, this is so stupid and I love it. I love it so much. It's so ridiculous. Like, spread the love, spread the broccoli. That's my saying in 2020. Spread the sports. Well, okay, that's funny you say that because there's no sports in 2020.
Yeah,
because coronavirus.
Yeah.
And everyone's complaining about it.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, okay, but we haven't had theater for, like, months, okay?
Yeah.
We haven't had theater since March, okay? Bruh.
God, I remember you even saying before we even moved, you're just like, oh, yeah, should be back to work by July.
Yeah, I literally thought everything was going to, like, everything was going to look up. I was being an optimist. I was like, look, we're going to have a cure to coronavirus. We're going to, like, there's going to be a vaccine.
It's going to be in a couple months. We're going to get
it. Right. I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal. And now it's like.
In August.
Right. Now we're here in August, and it's like,
oh,
legitimately, there's no end in sight. I mean, there are. But okay, so there's tests going for, like, vaccines and stuff like that, but they still haven't, like, figured it out, I guess.
Right.
I mean, there's like hundreds of trials going on right now, but we'll see if any of them pan out, I guess. Bro, all I want to do is go to a convention, but
shame though. Like
the fact that they canceled our home con is just like, eh.
When we move to the town where our
right
home con is.
That we're here now, and now we literally can't take advantage of the fact that we don't have to get a hotel. Like it's just like, ah. Excuse me.
None for you.
What is it?
I don't know what the hell you said.
None for you.
None, no cons.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, there's no cons for anyone. There's no cons for anyone. But anyways, back on the topic of music, what was the first song that...
Going all the way back?
Yeah, yeah, okay, I hop around on my topic, so deal with it. What was the first song that, like, made you inspired, I guess? I don't know.
First song that gave me a boner?
Oh my god. Sure, okay.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go
it
ahead.
It's Raining Men.
I appreciate that.
These are girls by Motley Crue.
Okay, I feel it.
I
feel
was
it.
Four.
Oh. Wow, sexual awakening real quick there.
Mine
wow.
was when I was 3 years old, and it was Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Hell yeah. That's what gave you a boner. Nice.
Yep, when I was 3.
Wait a minute, what? What? Oh my god, you guys are so ridiculous. Okay, I'm being legitimate
first song
here.
That got me inspired for what?
Well, I didn't say my song that gave me a boner for the first time.
Oh, okay. Then what song gave you a boner?
Not for the first time, but like it gave me a
boner. I don't think I popped my first boner when I was listening to music, so all that was made up.
You've never had a boner while listening to music?
No,
I have. I didn't get my first one while from listening to
Why music. Now we're talking about boners. What the fuck?
What?
Anyways, first song that I... Oh my god. The first song that I got a boner to.
Yeah.
What was it? God damn it.
Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
You know, actually, Poker Face by Lady Gaga was one of them. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That's what it was.
That's a Disney movie.
Okay, whatever.
Oh my
you cannot
god.
Tell me that scene is just... Oh my god.
What?
I'm sorry.
Wait, Speedy, are you saying you were a furry right now?
No, I'm not saying that, but you cannot tell me. Oh my god.
I can
oh
tell
my
you.
God. Okay, you cannot tell me that, like, Nala giving Simba them sexy eyes.
Oh, yeah, no.
So that's a straight-up furry mindset, and I'm not...
Shut the fuck up, Brian. I am not a furry.
I did not find that attractive at all.
Oh my god. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I am part of it. I don't know.
Nala had those weird sex lips.
Oh my god.
Can you say sex lips? Oh my god.
Did you just speak your
anyway.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so songs that got me inspired for what?
That just inspired
like,
me.
Like,
from what?
Inspirate, like, gave you a... Who is calling me right now?
Inspiration for what? We're gonna have to cut that out.
It's just my brother-in-law.
Turn it down! You're gonna get flagged!
Oops. That gave you inspiration.
Inspiration for what?
Not just inspire
to walk,
you.
To breathe.
Like inspiration for life. It could be literally anything. Like inspiration,
I have no
like, what
inspiration
are you...
for life,
oh my
sir.
God. Brian!
I'm just trying to figure out inspiration for what?
This is what I've been dealing with since you left.
Oh my god.
For what?
It can be literally anything. Like what? It gave you inspiration for something.
That made
if
you
anything,
keep going.
It, you like.
I have
like,
no inspiration for anything.
It can be anything though. You can like you went to the kitchen and grabbed a cup of orange juice. I don't know.
Was it listening to music when I did that?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something because apparently you're not
okay.
inspired
okay.
by something.
I'm not
what?
Inspired by anything.
What
oh
song?
You
know,
that
song
is
song
not, even true.
What if,
not even true.
What was a song that you listened to when you were super down that, like, where you were just like, you know what? It's not as bad.
Oh,
name
well,
a song like that.
There you go.
I
yeah.
usually listen to sad songs when I'm down. It
oh, my God.
Sad.
Okay, well, give us a song. Give us a song.
I mean, don't go.
Right.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
You know what? If for your case, we'll just say songs that make you, like, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay,
Brian, just give us a song.
I don't know. It didn't really do anything for me because I was just like, no, I don't want to hold my head up high, but Hold Your Head Up High by Nami. There you go.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
But it did nothing for me.
Oh my God.
I'm sure it did things for other people, and I'm
I
really
mean,
happy that he made
I feel like the Drugs music video, when you saw that for the first time, that...
It didn't make me happy at all.
Okay, fine.
I thought it was really good and really an awesome music video, but...
Fair enough.
It didn't
enough.
Give me any kind of happiness.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, that werewolf was terrible looking, so.
Oh my god. Yeah, awful. Yeah.
Didn't do a very good job on that, but anyway.
God. I'm dying, guys.
Yeah.
So, what's
you
your song?
What's my song?
I just
yeah.
answered my song. Don't point at me.
No! You!
Me! Oh, this guy right here. This
yeah,
also.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
One song that I listened to where I was just like, you know what? It's really not going to be that bad. Everything's going to be okay. Is
Killshot by Eminem.
What?
Killshot by Eminem, where he goes after Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my
what?
God!
It's not going to be that bad because he has it a lot worse than I do. He's being attacked by Eminem.
Damn. Damn.
But
I named it.
It would have
that inspired
be...
you?
Yes.
I like that.
Eminem inspires me.
That makes me so happy. Mine would have
to be... I thought you would be like, you wanted to go after MGK or something. I was like, oh yeah, I see.
I would.
Mine would have to be The Decision Part 2, 10 years later by Ninja Sex Party.
Mine would be Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
That inspires you?
No, I'm just kidding.
it's like, that's damn. A really sad song.
Right. I don't know. Like, probably... Oh, God. Look. I have a lot, I guess. I'm trying to pinpoint one. I have to go on my Spotify. Oh, God. I'd have to go on my Spotify.
Yeah, that's what I just had to do because I, for some reason, I could not think of the name.
What's the song that inspired you, though?
You know,
it's not that easy, is it?
I think you freaky and I like you a lot.
I hope that doesn't inspire you.
Inspires me.
I hope it doesn't.
Inspires me to be a freaky.
Yes, it inspires me to be a freaky bitch, I guess.
Inspires
I don't know.
You to be a furry.
Oh, God, no. No, it does not inspire
I mean,
you.
Dude, you were the one that was saying that,
I think you're
that
Nala
had those sexy
okay,
eyes.
But, like, if you've seen the memes.
I've seen the movie. I don't
I
need
to. No, no, no.
Yeah.
You have to see the memes where it's
I think
we just made an entire generation furries by that making that scene.
I think you're a furry and I like you a lot.
Oh, my God. No. No. I think you're furry
and
I
like
you
a lot. Meow, meow, meow. I think you're a furry.
No! No. If somebody started meowing while I was having sex with them, I don't...
Meow!
Like, I would be...
Oh, my God!
I would be so turned off by that.
Like, you're just going at it and all you hear is...
I would... No, that would not be appealing.
Or just starts, like, hissing, just...
And then they start
no.
Sucking, they start sucking from your nipples for milk.
No! Definitely not. No.
Oh, this is taking a turn.
Yeah.
Get off my teat!
Oh, my God.
Get! It's not feeding time yet!
Oh my God.
Go on now,
oh
get.
Oh my God.
It's Exorcist.
Go on now, get.
I said now, get.
What? Okay, so.
So what song inspired you, Dawson? It's not that easy, is it?
New by Ben Platt. There we go.
Okay. That song inspired you?
Yes, it did. Because you can rebuild yourself and make yourself anew. That's what that song is all about. Okay.
You might need to help me with that one then.
Oh, okay. You want to listen to Ben Platt?
No,
there
I don't. We're
no, I'm sending it to you now.
We're getting copyrighted.
Well, I'm not going to have you play. I'm just going to send it to you.
I don't want to listen.
Well, you're going to listen to it. Here we go.
I'm going to need Ben Platt to physically come here and rebuild me.
Please, Ben Platt. Ben Platt, we're seeing this at you. Come and visit us in
rebuild
in Nebraska.
With the new.
Right. Help Brian. Help Pickles. Help him rebuild his life.
Pickle. There's not more than one.
Help him rebuild his life.
I want an animation to where I am a pickle. Sitting here.
I don't want just an animation. I want to be a pickle.
I want to be
a... I want to sit in a jar of vinegar and just like...
Oh, like American Pickle?
Exit. Right. Right.
American
Pickle.
That American Pickle Warrior. That's so stupid. That's so dumb.
So that's the song that inspired you.
Yes, you know what inspires me? Look, like imagining like Pickles doing like American Ninja Warrior. Just Pickles.
Just running down the ramp.
Yes,
rolling.
Yes. And then
they're just rolling down the ramp. To get on the obstacle, somebody
yes.
has to pick one up and throw it.
Oh my God.
They sit there and throw it, and it's just sitting there bouncing through the whole obstacle course.
Oh my God, okay. And then instead of water, they have it, it's just vinegar.
It's just
vinegar.
It's all brown.
Oh my God, how that would smell so bad.
I can just imagine them rolling down the ramp like...
Oh my God. Like, somebody's literally just sitting there, like, throwing pickles at
the
fucking obstacles. Like,
yeah, the obstacles, getting them through the obstacles.
Oh my God.
And all the ones that are still on the ground, they just have the one dude that just walks
mm-hmm.
up and just, like, kicks it and keep it going.
Oh my God. This is so ridiculous, and I love
it's
it.
A great idea. I want to do it.
Can we make a video where it's just,
set
like,
up an obstacle course?
Yes. Yes.
With pickles.
Brian, so I was talking with me and Dawson. We were talking the other night, and I'm like, "Why haven't we put lemons into our giant box of Life cereal?" You know, when life gives you lemons.
That's disgusting.
That'd be a lot of lemons. Huh. Oh, man. Speedy, where the fuck you go? Oh, that's where Speedy went.
What?
I wonder if you can hear that on the fucking podcast. I'm like, Speedy, where'd you go? And all I hear is out of the toilet seat.
Oh, I was like, wait, what do you mean? What the fuck? Yeah, I was just sitting there like smacking my ass, you know.
Alright, bro. Cool. Anyway, so looks like we really don't have enough time.
We have like we have 4 more minutes. We'll make it. We'll just keep on talking for the next 4 minutes. And then we'll have our outro. Yeah!
Woo! I was just saying because I don't know how long the ad read is. We really don't know.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, this is our test for our first podcast. Thank you for coming.
If you guys enjoy it, we'll definitely be doing quite a few more podcasts that are like this that just about some stupid topics.
Right.
Right. But anyway, as always, I'm a friendly neighborhood Wraith.
And I'm Speedy.
I don't know who I am.
I don't know who I am anymore.
This man's a pickle. And we'll catch you guys on the next podcast. We love you.
That was a great outro. Bye.
Bye.